Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome, Awesome Nation. My name is John, and today we're going to be talking about the benefits of good hygiene and how it relates to making sure that you are loving on yourself and loving on others. Good morning and welcome to The Morning Motivator, where we give you the motivation, encouragement, and focus to start your day off moving in the right direction. All this month, we're talking about a whole lot of love. Now, we're talking about not only romantic love, but we're talking about several facets of love. We're talking about not only love for our spouse or partner, but we're also talking about love for our family. We're also talking about love for our brothers, brotherly love, phileo, which is where we get Philadelphia from. And then all this week, we're talking about the type of love that deals with loving on ourselves. Now, you used a great analogy yesterday talking about, you know, when you're on a plane and the oxygen dips below the good level, there's a depressurization in the fuselage, oxygen masks will drop out. And they tell you, put your own oxygen mask on yourself first, then put it on your kids or whoever. If your husband, if he's losing his mind, screaming like a banshee, go ahead and take care of him next. But the reason they do that is because you have to take care of yourself first before you can take care of others. And so we've been going through this week different ways that you could love on yourself. And I think yesterday we talked about diet, exercise, living healthy, which is extremely important. If you want to love on other people, you should try to be as healthy as you can so you can be around for as long as you can. That's something that my wife is teaching me slowly but surely. She's getting it through my thick skull. And then today what I want to talk about is good hygiene. Now, the reason I want to talk about good hygiene is because, A, it's not something that you think about when you think about trying to love on yourself. A lot of times the first thing that we go to is mental health. We want to make sure that we're mentally acute, we're strong, we're growing, we're working our minds, we're doing all the things that we need to do to help our minds be strong. And we want to make sure that our bodies are strong. That's why I started yesterday talking about physical health, making sure that we're working out, we're eating right, we're sleeping well, because that's all very important. So many people don't spend the time focusing on that aspect, which is why the obesity numbers are so high in the United States. And I think if we started on this list there and then we move to what we're talking about today, which is hygiene, I think that it would start to form a better picture of being healthy, of what health means and what it means to love on yourself in a proper way. Today, I really want to focus on the benefits of good hygiene. Now, go with me here. I'm not a hygiene expert. There are so many facets of this subject that we can start picking apart and all that. But I wanted to give you three or four ideas on how hygiene plays into loving yourself and being able to love on others the best way possible. First, you need to spend some time focusing on your body, your skin. You know, your skin is the first line of defense against disease and bacteria. So we have to make sure that we're bathing or showering regularly, at least more than once a month, as my granddaddy would say. We want to make sure that we have good hand washing, because that is something that helps keep the spread of flu and cold at bay, especially this time of year. It's cold, so we're, you know, our noses are running, and sometimes we don't think about it, and then we shake somebody's hand, and that's how we pass all that stuff. So we want to make sure that we are keeping our skin as healthy as we can. And one of the things that I am learning is learning to use the proper lotion so that our skin is loose and tactile and actually has good pH levels so that we can block as many of those nasties getting through as possible. The second thing that personal hygiene does is it actually helps us have healthier relationships. Now, I don't know about you, but a lot of people dislike people who are unkept. And I know my mom teases me about it a lot, and my wife does too, but it drives me crazy when the first shot that I see of me live, my hair looks weird. So I'm always messing with my hair. And it's just one of those things where it's just, I'm ticky about that. And I don't know why. I just kind of am. Maybe I'm OCD. We'll talk about that in a second. But people generally, and again, I'm saying this as a first world problem in the United States. A lot of people generally dislike unkept appearances. And this may come as a shock for some of you, but a lot of people dislike the odor of personal body odor. I know that sounds crazy, but it can be very offensive to some people. And people tend to avoid smelly, unpleasant situations. So if you're one of those people who has chosen to live a bohemian lifestyle and you're not doing a lot of things that a lot of people in the United States do, bathing a lot, deodorants, making sure that you are not smelling like your earthy natural self. And then you're wondering why people just don't gravitate to you, or the people who gravitate around you are very similarly adorned. That's probably one of the reasons why. If you're struggling to find a job, that could be an indicator, because we're going to talk about that next. People struggle getting jobs if you are not taking care of yourself and your hygiene. Professionally, it's one of the biggest problems that we have, because people's appearance does actually communicate things. Now, if you look at a guy like me, you would think, well, he's relatively clean shaven. I am trying to grow the beard out here, and you know, but I am not clean shaven. If I were going for a job at, say, Walt Disney World, I would need to either completely shave the stubble that I have, or completely shave it 100%. They just don't, you know, it's neither in between. It needs to be a beard or no beard, period. But we have to admit that appearance does broadcast more than just how we look to the world. There are some people, and I've been guilty of this, not guilty, I've been on the receiving end of this. They'll look at somebody who is unkept, or maybe a little sloppy, maybe not having the ironed shirts, and they'll think that that communicates to a potential boss or a current boss that you don't take care of yourself, that you are lazy, that you don't value yourself, you don't value how you look, therefore you're not going to represent the company well. Conversely, you look at someone who is perfectly well put together, nice pressed outfit, hair is perfect, skin is perfect, teeth are perfect, and that communicates to certain people that they are very on it. They take great care of themselves, therefore they'll take great care of the company. They are really, really capable. They are overachievers. Now, one caveat, that very well may be true, but there's a lot of people that I've seen throughout history who are very well-kept people, very prototypical uber achievers who lead horrible lives. And then there are people that I've known who were the most unkept, maybe not most hygienically perfect people on the planet, who were just literally the best people on earth. So you can never judge a book by a cover, but we can't deny the fact that how our hygiene habits are does reflect on us as people. So it's a tightrope that we're walking here. So I'm trying really hard not to speak the wrong words, but I'm hoping that there's a level of understanding and grace that you're giving to me if you're listening to this. And according to mentalhealth.com, poor hygiene can be a red flag for people who are struggling with depression. And that's true. When you get in a depressive state, it's very hard to get out of bed, let alone get out of bed and take a shower and do all those things and look perfect. So that could be a red flag that there's something wrong, even though it might not be depression. If you go from fairly well put together to really unkept for a long period of time, and it doesn't seem that you care about that, that could be a red flag that something major is going on. Conversely, those people who come in, you know, Tom perfect with the perfect teeth, perfect hair, and it becomes an obsession, I don't know, like checking their hair out when they go onto a live Facebook chat thing, that could be a sign of a little bit of OCD. So you just need to be careful. Good hygiene communicates a lot of things. Good hygiene helps us with our relationships, helps us in business. It helps communicate our mental state. But the thing is, no matter how you slice it, good hygiene equals good health. And when we're trying to love ourselves, we're trying to love on other people, we have to try to take as many of those obstacles out of the way. So taking a shower every day or every other day or whatever works for you, making sure that you're using the right products to make sure that you're healthier, that maybe you don't smell so much, making sure that you take care to look at least as put together as you can, putting your best foot forward. It's not a bad thing. Do you need to obsess over it? Absolutely not. But it does communicate some things. It can help you in your personal relationships. It can help you in your business relationships. And it helps you to love on yourself. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen. And if you would, please go to iTunes and leave a review and let me know what you thought of the podcast. Also, if you'd like to find out a little bit more about me, you can visit johncdonahue.com. I hope that you have an incredible day, and make sure that you choose to be awesome, because when you choose to be awesome, you truly will be.